some they've never even heard of. The Festival of School Sports is happening at Coombe Down Sports Complex, and that's where Tim McSweeney's gone to find out more.
Karen, a real hive of activity here again today for the second day running. How many schools have we got here?
We have five schools here today. It's the City Academy School Sport Partnership. Normally there'd be six, but Brislington weren't able to come today, so they came yesterday.
And we had a great little opening ceremony just now. A few kids, those kids from two different schools doing a little dance routine for us.
Yes, they are. They came from Fairfield School and also Cottam School. They came together a few weeks ago training at our studio at the indoor centre on Tyndall Avenue, and as you can see, put together a fantastic opening ceremony dance performance, which really got the thing going, and I just, you know, hive of activity, as you say.
Yeah, and so what have they actually got in store for themselves today then?
They don't know what they've let themselves in for. There's a whole heap of stuff going on. We've got 14 sports here today, well, sports and activities. So here inside the indoor centre, we have table tennis up the top. We have multi-skills going on, which is an inclusive event because we wanted to cater for children with special needs as well as able-bodied students. We have a fantastic dance session going on here, which is just going to end in a performance coming up to lunchtime, which would be brilliant. And then outdoors we have tag rugby, we have lacrosse, ultimate frisbee, extreme golf, BMXing, just everything and anything that you can imagine.
Everything indoors and out.
Absolutely. So fingers crossed for the weather today, Tim.
Okay. I'm also joined today by Gemma, who's one of the volunteers from the University of Bristol. Gemma, how did you get roped into this?
Well, basically the University of Bristol offered this course, which I just saw on their website. And as I'm a PhD student, I really wanted to get involved with local community projects. And so basically just sent an email to find out more information, and as I'm particularly passionate about sport as well, it looked like a really good course to do. Get involved with kids, get involved with local schools, local community. So yeah, basically I just took it from there.
And how's it going so far?
Really enjoyable, like just seeing all children, sporty children and children who aren't so sporty, getting involved with all kinds of different sports, because sports isn't just football and netball for girls, it's all the different kinds of sports that you don't necessarily do at school. So just it's really inspiring seeing all the children getting involved, and like we're trying to help them out and, you know, give them help where they need it, basically. But it's really, really enjoyable.
Okay, I'm also joined by Phil now, who's head of PE at Fairfield School, one of the schools that have come here today. I should call you Mr. Phil, really, shouldn't I?
You don't have to call me Mr. Phil, no.
Good. How important is it for you as a teacher and for you as a school to have your pupils come to something like this?
Well, the main focus for today for us is getting the students that aren't normally traditionally engaged in the normal PE curriculum, i.e. your football, your rugby, your netball, your rounders, into games that maybe they're not aware of, and try and integrate those into our school curriculum.
Okay, and so far, I mean, you've been here before, haven't you?
We came last year.
How was it for you last year?
It was good last year. We did very well. We won quite a few of the events, but we've highlighted some students now that maybe shouldn't have come. I think we brought too many team players last year, so we brought the kids that aren't usually in the teams this year.
And we've got one success story, I suppose you could say, from this kind of initiative. Now, Elliot, you're from Fairfield School as well.
Yeah, I'm from Fairfield.
And you came here last year, and something happened. You were spotted almost, didn't you? I suppose we could put it that way. What happened?
We did an athletics competition at the end last year, and then Jason Gardner came up to me and said, he reckons I got something special, and asked me if I do athletics, and I said no, and he told me to start to get into it.
So you hadn't done anything before coming here last year?
Just some school stuff, but nothing big.
And so what are you doing now?
I train three times a week, and my coach is Dan Cousins. He's a good coach, and I've had a good indoor season, and I'm training hard for the outdoor.
So it's something you're going to look to do now as a profession?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we've got another star on our hands.
Hopefully.
Good stuff. Also, a great success story that, Karen. If you can get one pupil like that on the fast track to success, then it must be worth it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, finding Elliot, both for him and for us, was a huge bonus. And, you know, even yesterday here we had a potential rower spotted, so a cyclist spotted, and you know that is fantastic. And I have to say though, that's not the focus of this event. That is kind of like the icing on the cake, to be honest with you. What makes us really feel that we've done our job right is when there are the kids that come in here kind of shuffling their feet, not really wanting to maybe be here, feeling a bit shy and nervous, and next thing they're giving it loads out on the pitch and they're part of a team and they're shouting on for their school. That's when we know that we've done the right thing. But of course, any grassroots community event is also a brilliant opportunity to talent ID, like we have done with Elliot here. So, you know, everything's a winner, really. It's a win-win situation.
And from the university's point of view, of course, this is a great way of getting out into the community and letting the community know what the university's about.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the university has long been involved with community and does a whole range of programmes and activities, some of which are very much more academic-led. And, you know, we're very well known for all our Science Alive programmes and other kind of mentoring programmes that our students do. But this here, the community sport aspect of it, has been running for about 6 years now. And again, it's just a different way of getting engaged with young people and young youth clubs and schools in the area. And also giving volunteers like Gemma an opportunity to put another passion, a non-academic passion and interest into good practice. So yeah, it's again, fantastic.
Tim there with Karen Harvey, Healthy Lifestyle Manager at the University of Bristol. And that's really spurred me on now to get myself out training for the Bristol 10K, which comes up in May.